From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and it's time for All Tech Considered. We'll start with the news that Google is getting into the manufacturing business. It's buying Motorola Mobility, which pioneered the handheld mobile phone. It also makes tablet computers. The price tag? $12.5 billion in cash. Motorola already has a relationship with Google. It licensed the Android software for many of its devices. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, Google sees this deal as a way to advance its mobile strategy and bolster its patent portfolio.
Google wants to compete better with Apple, whose iPhone is still considered the critics' favorite among smartphones. Separately, the company also wants, like almost every other major tech company, to build its modern-day armada with a portfolio of patents, and Motorola has 17,000 of them. This deal gives Google both. Tim Beharin is president of Creative Strategies, a technology consultancy. He says Google's biggest ever purchase is both an offensive and defensive move.
It's offensive in the sense that they could now control their entire ecosystem and drive innovation around the Android platform in the way that they want to control it.
What Beharin means is that Google, until now, focused almost exclusively on software, the guts that make machines run. Now it's trying to have a bigger hand in designing the devices, the machines themselves.
When we studied the whole concept of what it takes to be successful with tablets and smartphones, we were convinced that the companies behind it needed to own the entire ecosystem, meaning hardware, software, and services. And Apple has already proven to us that that is the best way to do this.
And Beharin believes Google's gobbling up Motorola shifts the competitive landscape. Other phone makers such as Samsung and HTC also license Google's Android technology. Beharin says they are rightly worried that, paired up with Google, Motorola will have a big advantage. He says the deal may also compel Microsoft to hunt for a hardware partner for its mobile software business as well. Google CEO Larry Page repeated the word excited a dozen times during a conference call this morning. Page also discussed Google's other motivation.
Motorola also has a strong patent portfolio, which will help protect Android from anti-competitive threats from Microsoft, Apple, and other companies.
Google and Motorola have been the targets of many patent infringement lawsuits. In technology, patents are an important asset in the competitive battle.
Patent is nothing more than a license to sue.
Alexander Polterak runs General Patent Corporation, a patent consultancy that does not represent either side of this deal. Polterak is a Soviet emigre. He says patent lawsuits have a kind of Cold War mentality to them.
The only way to defend against them is having a strong portfolio of your own, which you can use to counter-sue. This is what's called the doctrine of mutually assured destruction.
And so, Polterak says, Google was compelled to go on an expensive search to amass weapons in the form of patents. Last month, Google purchased more than 1,000 of them from IBM, which owns the world's largest cache of patents. Polterak says Google was still on the market for more, because when it comes to patent wars, the best offense is still a good defense. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.